On April 16th, the day before tax returns were due for most Americans, the U.S. Senate took up debate on the so-called Buffett Rule, legislation named for billionaire Warren Buffett, who declared that wealthy people like him should be paying a greater percentage of taxes on their income than, for example, his secretary. A bill championed by President Obama would have set a minimum 30% tax rate for anyone earning at least $1 million a year. But Senate Republicans succeeded in blocking debate on the bill by a 51-45 vote, denying Democrats the 60 votes needed to break a GOP filibuster. Congressional Republicans and the party's presidential candidates have long argued that increasing taxes on the nation's wealthiest individuals and corporations would hinder the creation of new jobs. The position, often referred to as the trickle-down philosophy, was adopted by President Ronald Reagan when he was elected in 1980. Over the past three decades, taxes on the wealthiest Americans have decreased to their lowest level since the Great Depression. At the same time, income inequality has risen to the highest point since 1928. After the emergence of the Occupy Wall Street protest movement last September, the issue of growing income inequality has become a focus of discussion across the U.S., both at the dinner table and in political debate in this presidential election year. A recent CNN poll found that 72% of Americans surveyed support the Buffett Rule, including 53% of Republicans. Your reporter spoke with Lee Ferris, senior organizer on a state and federal tax policy with United for a Fair Economy, a group that has long drawn attention to America's rising disparity in wealth. Ferris discusses the Buffett Rule and the other reforms her group advocates to make the nation's tax system fairer for working families.
It's a 30-year trend of downward or lessening tax rates for wealthy people, and that's why you get situations like what Warren Buffett was complaining about, where he's saying that his tax rate is lower than his secretary's tax rate, and there are numbers of millionaires and billionaires that are in that situation. And one of the reasons they're in that situation is that the tax code is shifted towards wealth. So folks that already have money get lower tax rates than people who don't have money yet. It seems really crazy. But, for example, investment income such as capital gains when you sell stock or dividends that get paid annually on stock, that gets taxed at a maximum of 15% a year, whereas income from work for people that earn several hundred thousand dollars, that gets taxed at 35% a year. And where's the sense in that? Because most of the people that have the capital gains and dividend income are the wealthiest 1%, people that are having more than $1 million a year in income. So that's one of the problems. Another of the problems is that the Bush tax cuts cut tax rates for everybody, but they cut them more for very wealthy people that are earning hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars a year. So under President Clinton, the highest rate for that regular kind of work income used to be 39.6%, and now because of President Bush, it's 35%. And then another tax that only affects the very wealthy that has been reduced a lot is the estate tax. And that's the tax that multimillionaires, heirs pay when somebody passes on and their estate passes on. And that, under President Clinton, you could pass $1 million tax-free, which is quite a lot of money. But now, because of George Bush and further cuts that the Republicans in Congress extracted from President Obama, now you can pass on first $3.5 million tax-free, and under this new arrangement that's temporary, $5 million per spouse tax-free, which means $10 million tax-free for a couple, which is just a crazy amount of money for someone to be able to inherit tax-free. You know, if you won that in a lottery, for sure you'd be paying quite a lot of taxes on it, but not under our current tax system. And those are just three examples of the way the tax system is rigged for the wealthiest and richest 1%, and that's why we do need tax solutions for the 99%.
For decades, Republicans and conservatives and big corporations and the wealthy elite in the country have talked about the trickle-down philosophy that says raising taxes on the wealthiest individuals and corporations will reduce investment in new enterprises and limit or hurt the creation of new jobs. And of course, the idea that somehow higher taxes would hurt the creation of jobs is a sensitive issue in an economy that has been, you know, ripped apart by so much unemployment. But how do you respond to the idea that taxing wealthy individuals and corporations at a higher rate at this point will somehow hurt job creation?
Well, basically, I think it's a lot of malarkey. The reason why businesses are not creating jobs is they don't have customers with money to buy their goods. It's pretty straightforward. We, United for a Fair Economy, just put out a book that talks in part about this, the self-made myth, and it's about the myth of the self-made successful business person. And in that book, we show that, in fact, any business person is going to be getting somewhere with the help of investments that everybody has made together through the government, whether it's the internet, roads, bridges, whether it's an educated populace. And the business people that we profile in that book say in so many words that their tax rate has never affected any investment decision that they've made. They are only looking at whether they're going to be able to make a profit, and that the main thing that determines whether they can make a profit is whether they can get customers. Now, with so many unemployed people and people scared that they're going to lose their job, then people are less likely to buy things, whether it's computer or whether it's a service. People are still worried, and they still don't have enough cash to buy things.
Tell our listeners a bit about your organization, United for a Fair Economy's Tax Solutions for the 99%. It's a program that would rebalance our tax system to be fairer to working families and make sure that the wealthiest people in the country actually pay for some of the services that they use as individuals with lots of bucks.
The specifics are to end the Bush tax cuts altogether, just let them expire at the end of this year, to return to the level of the estate tax that we would have had under President Clinton, and to return to the level of the capital gains tax that we had under President Reagan. And that would mean that capital gains and dividends are taxed at the same rate as income, as I was describing earlier in the show. So people can check that out on faireconomy.org.
That was Lee Ferris, senior organizer on estate and federal tax policy with the group United for a Fair Economy. Find links to more analysis of the U.S. tax system by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.